USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As President Trump's lawyers launched their defense on Saturday after three long days of House Democratic impeachment managers laying out arguments that the president abused his powers in dealing with Ukraine and obstructed Congress, the defense has been coy about exactly what they'll say on the Senate floor.
I think you'll see a trailer, coming attractions.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, he continues on what we'll see on Saturday.
We'll take whatever time's appropriate during that 3 hours, kind of lay out what the case will look like. But next week is when you'll see the full presentation.
President Trump is raising tariffs on imported metal products from some countries. The president signed the executive order on Friday, adding an additional 25% tariff on steel and aluminum products. Several countries, including Canada, Australia, and Mexico, will be exempt from the new tariffs. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A new New York Times Upshot Siena College survey shows Senator Bernie Sanders leads the field of Democratic presidential candidates in Iowa. 25% of Democratic caucus goers pick Sanders as their first choice. Mayor Pete is in second and former Vice President Joe Biden in third. As the deadly coronavirus continues to spread around the world, health officials have identified one of the latest victims who is under treatment. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Without revealing too much, Dr. Allison Arwady, the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health, tells us about the woman who had returned to the U.S. from a trip to China on January 13th when she began to feel like she had the flu, but tested positive for coronavirus.
The patient is a woman in her 60s and a Chicago resident. Most importantly, I'm pleased to report she is clinically doing well and is in stable condition.
Drug makers are busy working on a vaccine for the virus. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump became the first sitting president to speak at the March for Life rally held in Washington, D.C. on Friday. Hundreds of thousands of people lined up to see the president speak on the National Mall.
We're here for a very simple reason, to defend the right of every child, born and unborn, to fulfill their God-given potential. Together, we must protect, cherish, and defend the dignity and the sanctity of every human life. They are coming after me because I am fighting for you, and we are fighting for those who have no voice.
A New York teenager is receiving a lot of support regarding a petition he started. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
16-year-old Frank Ruggeri thinks the Super Bowl should be moved from Sunday to Saturday, and now his idea is going viral. Tens of thousands of people have signed the Change.org petition that Ruggeri launched. He says millions of Americans call out sick to work or miss school on the day after the Super Bowl, and analysts do claim the big game costs employers nearly $3 billion each year. Others have proposed making the Monday after the Super Bowl a national holiday. Ruggeri says that's not as likely to fly as just moving the game a day earlier.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.